As city planners work on the major goal of preventing untreated water from flowing into the Spokane River, an environmental group is overseeing one small part of the solution. The city contracted with the Lands Council a year ago to create a storm garden in the Shadle area. A city construction crew used a rock chipper and other machines to prepare the ground for a storm garden on Garland Avenue. Watershed Program Director Amanda Parrish says unlike the Lincoln Surge and Broadway Surge projects, this storm garden will use a material called biochar.
The biochar actually filters the stormwater of pollutants. And so basically we're having stormwater go into these storm gardens and filter, but we don't want to pollute the aquifer any more than we want to pollute the river. And so we need something in these storm gardens that's going to capture and treat those pollutants.
Biochar is a charcoal used in agriculture, and Parrish says the Lands Council was able to get it through two Washington companies. That's just one part of a collaboration involved in these gardens. Parrish and others went door to door a year ago and eventually found three neighbors willing to have the storm gardens in front of their homes. She says the city's $30,000 contract was much less than the actual project price because Witkoff Landscaping, AHBL, and other groups pitched in at no cost. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.